Bud Miller is the director of the Virginia-based Coupon Information Corporation, which represents manufacturers that offer coupons for their products. Miller's office was set up to help law enforcement go after counterfeiters, but he says this isn't as straightforward as it could be.
One of the questions I always get when I talk with consumers, and I talk with quite a few of them, is point out where is the law about coupons? There isn't one.
Miller says that instead these cases get attacked in court using a variety of federal racketeering, mail fraud, or tax evasion laws. Using those tools, he says his group has never lost a case. But not everyone gets caught, and Miller says that leads to one of a few scenarios. Retailers can get stuck with the bill when they take a coupon and the manufacturer won't accept it. Alternatively, manufacturers can get stuck with the bill when retailers accept counterfeit coupons and then pass them on for reimbursement.
The simple sad fact is, once a coupon is accepted at the point of sale, at the cashier level, somebody's going to pay for it.
Miller says it's often the consumer who gets hurt when they buy counterfeit coupons on the internet without realizing it. He says there's no legitimate reason to buy coupons no matter where they're for sale, and he wants Wisconsin state law to reflect that. Whether or not Wisconsin lawmakers agree remains to be seen. A state Senate panel listened to Miller's ideas last week, but has yet to decide whether to move forward with any legislation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.